Now, a little interesting fact about me, boys and girls, is that I speak a little bit of French. I speak a little bit of German. I can say one line in Polish, one line in Russian, and I can speak English as well. Well, most of the time anyway. But this morning I want you all to help me, because in school, I work as a teaching assistant, and in school we have been learning French and Spanish. And French for me is a little bit difficult. And I want you, boys and girls, to help me to pronounce different words. We've been learning a topic in school all about our daily routine. Now, I wonder, the slide's going to go up on the screen this morning. How many of you, it may come up here, okay, who can tell me what je me réveille means? What do you think? What does that mean, Rebecca? It means to wake up in the morning time. So I want everybody to do a big stretch, to wake up in the morning time. Oh, fantastic. Okay, so that means to wake up. Now, help me with the next one. What does this mean? Je me lève. Can we all say it together? Je me lève. Je me lève. What does that mean? Who's going to tell me? You get up. So it's not just you wake up, you get up. So I want everybody to stand on your feet this morning and actually get up. There you are. Oh, come on, everybody. Come on. Everybody stand up on your feet and get up, and then you can have a wee seat back down again. The next one is, what do we do after we get up? Je me lave. Let's everybody say it together. Je me lave. Je me lave. And what does that mean? Robin, do you know? What does it do? What's the picture telling me? To get washed in the morning. Who had a wash this morning? I hope everybody had a wash this morning. Okay. Our next one, what do we do after our daily routine? We, je m'habille. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? Well done. The McCartneys are winning this morning. Well done. Je m'habille means to get dressed. Okay, what do we do after we get dressed? What do you think? Je prends mon petit déjeuner. Don't I sound really French this morning? I'm pretty impressed with myself here. Je prends mon petit déjeuner means what? Let me see, Emma. I eat my breakfast. Who had breakfast this morning? Yes, okay, I have my toast and my coffee. Couldn't do this without my coffee in the morning time. And then after we have breakfast, boys and girls, where are we ready to go to? Yes, but first of all, you've got to leave somewhere. Where have you got to leave? You've got to leave, so you say, je quitte la maison. Je quitte. Nigel, you're brilliant. Je quitte la maison. And then where do we go once we leave school? Or once we leave the house? Je vais au collège. Yes. Where are we going, Nina? We're going to school. Fantastic. Now, once we go to school, this is probably about 9 o'clock in the morning, where do we go or what do we do next? Yeah. You come home from school. Je rentre à la maison. So everybody stand up and walk. Do a wee walk like this here. Je rentre à la maison. Yep. Okay. And you can have a wee seat again. And then once you come home from school, the really horrible things. Je fais mes devoirs. What does that mean? Yes, Emma, again. Do your homework. Do you get lots of homework, Emma? What a busy day this is, boys and girls. Je fais mes devoirs. And then next, what do we do? Je dîne. Let's all do this here. Je dîne. Are you a French speaker? Are you a French speaker? Because you're sitting here going, yeah, that's right. Je dîne. I have my dinner. And you could say, je dîne avec ma famille. What do you think that might mean? What do you think? Je dîne avec ma famille. Adam. I hope you know this because you were in my class. Good. Good job. So, je dîne avec ma famille. Next one. Je me brosse les dents. Yes, down the very back. You brush your teeth. Who brushed your teeth this morning? Who brushes them at night time? Brilliant. Fantastic. I'm getting tired right now. This is a big daily routine. And next, what have we got? Je me couche. Can we all do this here, je me couche? What are we doing? We're going to sleep. Now, everybody, we have had such a busy day. We got up in the morning, we had our breakfast, we went to school, we come home from school, we do our homeworks, which take forever, okay? We have our dinner at nighttime. But what are we missing in our daily routine? Of all of those things, all of those pictures that we've seen this morning, what are we missing? Yes, Nina. To read your Bible, you're going to do my talk this morning. You're going to come up here and do it for me. To read your Bible, to spend time with God. You know, it's one of the hardest things to do is to try and fit God into your daily routine. You see, John Ortberg says this: you must arrange your days so that you're experiencing deep commitment, contentment, joy, and confidence in your everyday life with God. We need to organize our busy schedules so that we're spending time with God, learning about Him, and getting to know Him better. And some of the adults in the room this morning, you'll be following along this week in your life groups, and you'll be talking about crafting a rule of life. And a rule of life is basically a schedule. It's a set of practices and relational rhythms that create space for us to be with Jesus, to become like Him, and do as He did. It's an intentional plan to slow down and to simplify our life around being spiritually formed by Jesus. Now, I know I'm standing up here this morning, and you might say, oh, look at Stuart. He's got it all worked out. Stuart's got a really busy life. He works in the school. He works in the church. He's got lots of time for Jesus. He reads his Bible every single day, prays 20 hours a day. But you know what? It's one of the hardest things to do, isn't it? To fit Jesus into our busy schedules. You see, everybody, we are conditioned to believe that we need to be in a hurry all of the time. But I remember growing up, I grew up on a farm. It was a dairy farm, and my dad had us up at 4:45 every morning. He knocked on our bedroom door and he yelled at us, Stuart, Jonathan, David, Grania, Grace, get up. You've got to get out. You've got to work really, really hard. We had to go out and milk the cows, red up from the calves, feed the calves, go out and do lots of different things before we even started our daily routine. Now, if I'm being honest, what time did I get up this morning, Laura? I don't know where Laura is, where she disappeared to. I think I got up about 10 o'clock this morning. Don't tell anybody that. But it's really, really, really difficult. You see, we're told that we're to be in a hurry all of the time. But if we want to become more like Jesus, if we want to spend more time with Him, if we want to become just like Him, then that's going to require all of us to rearrange our days. But let me tell you this, even though it may be hard, even though crafting a rule of life, slowing down, reading your Bibles, taking time for prayer, if we do it, it will bring us joy and freedom like no one else or nothing else in this life. Because our deepest desire, everybody, should be for us to be consumed by God so that we can be shaped in His likeness. But there's no one-size-fits-all approach to this. Now, when we hear the word of rule, we might think of restrictions, a list of do's, a list of don'ts that we shouldn't do or should do. But instead, Jesus tells us in the Bible reading that we read this morning, He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Jesus is like a trellis. It's like a support trellis for us. And this rule of life that we talk about, it isn't about control, but instead it's about cultivation. It's a structure that we can depend on, a structure that can help us grow in the right direction, the way we most desire, towards love of God, love of others, and have a healthy rhythm in life. First, every rule in life has to start with vision. The Bible tells us that without vision, the people perish. Ask yourself this morning, if you truly believe in God, if you want to have a wholehearted relationship with God, ask yourself, who is God wanting you to become? Who's he calling you to become this morning? Maybe it's someone who's more prayerful. Maybe it's someone who's more patient. Maybe it's someone who's more grounded in peace and love. And the goal that we've got, each of us have this morning, it isn't perfection, but instead it's about alignment between us and God. It's about rearranging our days so that we can live lives that reflect the kind of person that God wants us to become. Secondly, the rule of life holds together both being and doing. Yes, we're supposed to be humans that do lots of things, but we're also human beings, that we have to sit in the moment with God. It includes practices that nurture our soul, including prayer, Sabbath rest. How many of us take a full day just to stop everything, to take a break, to have a pause, and to say, I'm setting this time aside for God? It involves silence in a busy, crazy world that we live in. Silence is so important for us to connect. It involves worship. It involves reading of Scripture. How many of your Bibles at home are sitting collecting dust? Sometimes I'm ashamed, guys. Whenever I look at my Bible that's been sitting on the table for 2-3 days, and I say to myself, I haven't even picked it up. I'm being honest with you guys this morning, that I'm not standing up here being a hypocrite and trying to tell you that this is so easy. But I'm telling you that creating a rule of life is difficult, but it brings so much joy when you carve that time out. Third, the rule of life has to be personal, but not private. You see, it is between you and God, but also it's important that we're part of a community. And I'm so glad this morning that I'm part of Bangor Parish Church. And I know many of you looking around here, you're nodding right now and you're saying, Stuart, you're right. I love to be part of this church. I love walking in through the doors in the morning time and seeing all my friends at church. And they genuinely care about me. They genuinely want to know how I am. And we grow together. In Acts, it tells us that the people were committed to prayer, to fellowship, of breaking of bread, caring for one another. And I think we do a pretty good job here in the parish, that we grow together, that whenever life gets messy, we can be there to support each other as we grow. I couldn't help but think about the song, You've Got a Friend in Me. Where's that from? Toy Story. You've got a friend in me. How many of you can come in here this morning and say, we've got a friend whenever we come to Bangor Parish? We've got God on our side, and we've got people around us who care for us and love us. And this morning, as Theo and Maggie came for baptism, that's Theo there. Give me a thumbs up, Theo. Yeah, good man. Theo and Maggie, you came along and you got baptized this morning. And we as a congregation said to you and Maggie and your mommy and your daddy, we said that we're going to support you as a church family so that mommy and daddy can tell you all about how much Jesus loves you and about how much you need Jesus in your life. And we as a church family have all made a promise before God this morning that we will support each other, that we will love the McCartney family, and we will bring them, that we will want Maggie and Theo to be brought up in the way that of the Lord. That one day Theo and Maggie will be able to have a personal relationship with Jesus too, that they could decide to follow him. And that invitation, just like for Theo and Maggie, it's an invitation for all of us this morning to follow Jesus. That one day we will see them as true disciples, true followers of Jesus. You know, folks, we have massive work to do among our children and our young people to encourage them, to support them, especially in a world which is so busy and so crazy, a world that wants to pull them away from Jesus. And we've all made promises to support them, to love them, to care for them. And I want you to remember that. I want you to remember whenever you look at our children or our young people in this congregation, that they are so valued and loved by God. And each of you, no matter how young or how old you are, each of you have a part to play in helping them along on their Christian journey. So as we think about this rule of life for this week, folks, there's a gentle invitation for you. On my last slide, it's about abiding in Christ. Take some time this week to ask the Lord, what is it that I'm lacking in my spiritual life? What practices will help me abide in Christ, to stay close to Him? Is it more Bible reading? Is it more prayer? Is it more community with each other in church? Is it having a cup of coffee with a friend that you haven't seen for ages? Maybe it's a few minutes of scripture before checking your phone first thing in the morning. Yep, I know, I'm guilty of that too. You reach for your bedside cabinet and your phone's sitting there. And before your day even begins, you're already on Facebook or social media. Maybe it's committing to Sabbath rest or making time to simply be still in God's presence. Yes, we have so much to do during the day. We have busy lives that we're leading. But how can we carve out 10, 15 minutes? Start small. Don't start big. Start small if you've never done this before. And start crafting a rule of life. Write down a few small, realistic rhythms. Maybe things for daily routine, for weekly activities, for monthly activities, and let them shape the pattern of your life, not the other way around. Because the rule of life that you create isn't about adding more tasks to your daily routine, but instead it's about making room for grace. It's a way of saying, Lord, help me to order my days around you and not the other way around. And if we do that, folks, we'll find, as Jesus promised, that when we abide in him, we will bear much fruit. Fruit that not only blesses our homes, not only blesses our church, but blesses the world around us. Let's pray this morning. God, we thank you.